Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 19th week after the Sunday of Trinity Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 32 through 34. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Our scripture lesson comes from Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To them, his saints, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The kingdom of Christ is of such a kind that we waive all our glorying and boldness in our dependence on God's grace. All other works are free. We must never make them matters of any compulsion. Nor must we imagine that we can become Christians from our works, but with our works we reach down and serve the interest of our neighbor. Hence we should listen carefully to what this week's gospel has to tell us, and take a firm grasp of its statements and impress them on our hearts, so that this light, these words, and this lamp may shine forth brightly in us, that whereby we may instruct others. Jesus says to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven." We should take hold of these and similar words and grasp them with our hearts, because they are words of pure grace alone. There is nothing of any work here suggesting that a conscience should be forced to attempt to do something meritorious. And so you must fortify yourself with these words against false prophets. We have planted the word to a certain extent. This the devil cannot abide. He never sleeps. The caterpillars and the beetles will come to defile what we have planted. And so it must be. For Christ wants to prove his word, to carry out a test to see who has grasped it or not. Let us then remain on the correct path, which leads to the kingdom of Christ, not operating with works and legal pressures and compulsion, but with the words of the gospel alone. Be joyful, take heart, your sins are forgiven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we poor sinners are blessed indeed in the assurance of the forgiveness of sins, which you have emphasized so much for us in your gospel of salvation. Give us a faith which always clings wholly and solely to the forgiveness of sins where you have provided it for us in and through Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.